Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, a masterstroke by Brad Arthur. Our Twitter challenge heats up. And gymnastics finally makes it into our podcast. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. I've made it here. My voice was pinched on Friday. Former legend, welcome to Full Credit to the Boys podcast. At former underscore legend is his Twitter handle. Here he is.
You sound sexy.
My voice was pinched during the Roosters Bulldogs game on Friday night. The irony of which is that it wasn't really even a very cheer-worthy game.
Pinched like Willie Mason's doodle? Or?
No, that was a pinch, wasn't it? People calling it a grope and that, it was a pinch. No. Stop kidding yourselves, people. Welcome along to episode 19 of Full Credit to the Boys. You can get us at FCTTB underscore podcast. My Twitter handle, Late Mailman, is at Late Mailman, hence the name. good week? Bad week?
Mate, I'm a bit down, if I'm honest.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but it just feels like Origin is done.
Okay.
I think this is the death of Origin.
Oh.
I mean, do you feel sorry for Queensland?
Not really.
They keep naming Dad's Army. Yeah. Just all old blokes. The same blokes that were playing with Arthur Beetson.
I think Gary Belcher's on the bench this year.
A couple of them blokes are going to go out with walking frames.
Yeah.
Sleeve sponsors. Yeah. Arpia.
Yeah.
Celebrex.
Yeah.
Plastic hips.
Yeah.
And you look at us, the Blues, just new blood, exciting times.
Young, and vibrant.
Vibrant, endless talent pool.
Vibrant and violent when it comes to David Clemmer.
Well, yeah. We'll get to him later, but I just think it's the end, unfortunately. Queensland's killed Origin by naming these same blokes all the time and hanging on to past glories.
All right, well, thankfully, this is only the start of the podcast. Let's do the news. We haven't reflected on the news theme for a while, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Are you bored of it? You realise that in our budget, which is zero, and it's actually negative because it costs us money to do this podcast and we make nothing from it, there is no money for new production music.
Right.
This is the one. This is it. So enjoy it.
We need a businessman on board.
Five. Make yourself useful.
Maybe we can ring someone in a little while.
Possibly. Not a bad idea. We'll get to that shortly. First topic on the news this week, Origin teams named. As you said, Queensland named Dad's Army. And they named that army on New Year's Day,
I think it was 2015.
The Blues last Monday.
3 years ago, yes. New Year's Day, 2012.
That's right. For New South Wales, debutants are David Clemmer and Joshua Jackson, not the Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek, who played Pacey, but in fact Joshua Jackson from the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
What did you just say? Did you break into Spanish? What does that all mean?
Just a 90s cult reference it was.
Nah, I got nothing.
What do you reckon?
Oh, I think it's got a little bit of mongrel. It's got a bit of a little bit of flair and some selections that left me scratching my head, if I'm honest.
Selections or non-selections?
Both.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Luke Lewis.
Yeah.
I love him in a Blues jersey.
The Hopper Whitey thing's got me beat.
Yeah, he's done it there in the past, though, hasn't he? He's been good in his two games for New South Wales.
The Hodkinson thing's got me beat.
Yes.
Now, I don't know whether you read my tweet from earlier this week. I've come up with a name that no one seems to have talked about. Maybe it's because he's not match fit.
Is it State of Oranges? That was done years ago.
No.
Oh, okay.
For the six.
Okay.
And I've been laughed out of town, so get ready.
Okay.
Get comfortable. Jamie Soward.
Not the worst idea. Great organiser. Great kicker.
Stats don't lie, Hoodie. The Penrith Panthers win with him. If I look around this room right now, he's got one more premiership than anyone else in this room.
Yes.
And
it was a shame that 88, 89.
I don't want to talk about that. All right, Warren Ryan. Good substitutes, by the way. Yeah, I thought he might have been. Maybe it's because he's not match fit that he's never been spoken of.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel like his cards were stamped a few years ago.
I know he's had a go.
That said, though, I think he's made more fans in the past in the past 12 months since he's been back in Australia than he did in his time at the Dragons.
I will say, very good on Triple M.
Yeah. Although he does sound like his cheeks are swollen.
Are you confident?
I think it could go either one way ridiculously or one way the other ridiculously. Oh, you know what I mean?
We'll get beaten or flogged.
It could be 0-30 or 30-0.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I think one... I know that's kind of hedging your bets completely on the other sides, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I honestly can't pick it right at the moment.
Okay.
NRL results over the last weekend, the last full round for a couple of weeks, last full strength round for a couple of weeks, let's put it that way. The Roosters beat the Bulldogs in the Latte v. Hummus Cup. Clive,
nice.
Mate, that's like the Toyota Tarago one.
Yeah, it's nice.
That was 24-10. That was when I lost my voice. I think it's somewhere in the
massive the Roosters fan
depths of ANZ Stadium. The Cowboys won the We Hate Daylight Savings Shield against the Broncos. It was 31-20.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I was watching the Roosters Bulldogs.
That's second Friday night.
Couldn't do the second Friday night. No. Yeah. The Eels scored 3-2. And lost their game against the Warriors, 17-13 in Golden Point. More about that.
That's a special talent, isn't it?
Yeah.
To score 3-2 and lose.
It kind of goes against the whole obvious, like, got to get out there and score more tries than them today, guys. Yeah, good. Yeah, we'll win. Didn't win. We'll get to that shortly. The Titans proved too good in finding a way to lose, going down in Golden Point to the Sharks, 23-22.
Now, I'll watch that game.
Yeah.
It was exactly as Clive's written there, a battle to lose.
Mm.
The Sharks tried damn hard in the last 5 minutes to lose that game and just couldn't do it.
And who was the difference in that game? Or one of the differences for the Sharks?
Luke Lewis, yeah. Yep. He was very good. Very good.
Did everything he could to get a Blues jersey. It was clearly changing the guards, whatever you want to say. Mm. But anyway, Storm too good for the Bunnies, 16-12. The Rabbitohs proving... one, that they can't win without Adam Reynolds, and two, they can't win in Melbourne.
Yeah. And Cameron Smith got to do what everyone dreamed of, kicking Isaac Luke in the face 3 times.
Yeah, I was actually in the midst of two multiple Origin greats today, as in they've played about 40 to 50 odd Origins between them today, one for New South Wales, one for Queensland. They both said Smith knew exactly what he was doing.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. He knew that he was connecting.
Anyway.
It's neither here nor there.
I mean, after kicking the Parramatta fan in the head with the ball,
and
now getting eyes at Luke,
has
Cameron Smith entered godlike status?
Possibly.
Mm.
The Dragons wiped Ricky Stewart's smirk from his face.
And the rugby league gods rejoiced. The Raiders
32-18. That hoodoo is well gone now, isn't it?
Yeah, and my tip of always backing the unders when the Dragons are playing, that lasted, I don't know.
Yeah, true. It would have been set at about 40-odd, isn't it? And it's gone to 50.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, the Tigers lost a scrum against the Feed, which should have cost them a victory.
And did
against the Knights, 22-12. Can you leave his notes? Clive, get out of here. 22-12. Yeah, but how about that? One scrum against the Feed all year. That was it.
Can I tell you, that game
was... It was quite beautiful, though, that scrum against the Feed, wasn't it?
That game was, as much as I hate to say it, close to a cripple fight as you're going to get.
Yeah.
It was bad, and let's move on, please.
Monday night, Penrith beat Manly 11-10 in the Ivan Cleary Cup. Wasn't the Ivan Cleary Cup, but he just... You know, he played for one and coaches the other.
Or lives in one and drives to the other.
Yeah, that too. I saw him down the street the other day, in fact. Ooh, clue. Matt Moylan in field Penrith. Goal. The difference. The most casual, impromptu field goal. The only way the field goal could have been more impromptu was if he took a hit up, then stopped and decided to snap one.
He must be shockingly unlucky not to be involved in the Origin.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, people... If it wasn't picked before the weekend's games, then what did he do wrong to not be in the team? You know what I mean? Because I mean, man of the match performance. Yeah. Him and Tyson Frizzell, to be honest.
It's about the balance and this and that and incumbents and tried and true and Mabo and, yeah.
to the other side of town, AFL, GWS Giants currently 5 from 7. Can you believe it? Equal second. I know we're not going to devote too much column space to them, but wow, 5 from 7.
Even the most ardent haters of GWS Giants would have to be impressed by those numbers.
135-57 they won on the weekend. And despite that, Sydney media still, like, they're buried about 12 pages back.
Yeah, yeah, on a good day.
And in the column 8, yeah. Well, no photos.
Today I was just thought I'd have a quick scan, and obviously because there's a story of about Nathan Tinkler, that takes up a whole page just for his photo.
Yes.
So true. That was another page back it had to go. So yeah, they aren't making the front pages of any Sydney newspaper right now, but who's to say?
Meanwhile, those other guys, the little brothers across town, the Swans, 120-77, a great win over Geelong, to be honest, because they were level pegging around half time. The Swans just kicked away, excuse the pun, later in the game and just crushed them. So sucked in Geelong.
I followed that game up until half time and then never got to see the final score. And I was shocked by that, to be honest. Yeah.
And finally, the news this week, gymnastics.
Finally, we get to talk gymnastics.
I've
love gymnastics.
Just been waiting all year to do it. It's just, I can't remember exactly what this winning move was, though. In the veterans, it was the silver stakes. Champion acrobat Frank Lowy completed a double pike twist.
Would you say a gymnastics immortal?
Well, clearly, because he didn't die from it.
Yeah. He was probably. He was entitled to die.
He completed his farewell tour with what could only be described as a magnificent plunge off the A-League Grand Final stage. And the side story is here that Melbourne Victory won 3-0 over Sydney FC. But let's not get away
from the
main point.
Gymnastics was
the
winner on the
That's
day.
Right.
Yeah. Judges awarded him an 8, I believe.
Did
an
you
eight.
See David Gallop? He, like hell, you're going to take that trophy with you, Frank. Give that back to me.
And
see you, old man.
Whilst I don't often repeat my tweets on this show, I was happy to report that David Gallop declared that both Frank and his checkbook were doing okay and resting in bed.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to do substitute, but before we get too far into this segment, I've been thinking a little bit about some of our favourite tweeters, some of our Hall of Famers.
Mm.
And I reckon it's about time we got one of them on the show.
Possibly the captain coach.
Are you thinking who I'm thinking?
Oh, of course I'm thinking.
Former legend
thinking.
One?
Yes.
Yes. So rather than this being like a proper iPhone roulette, this is more just an iPhone, one direction.
Ooh.
So let's give this guy a call right now.
Hello?
James Rosenberg.
It is indeed.
Former legend. How are you?
Former legend, I'm very well. How are you?
Very good, mate. Very good. And I have Late Mailman here.
Greetings.
Good evening, Late Mailman.
It's good to talk to you. Now, for our listeners who don't know who this guy is, you can find him on Twitter at DJ O. Rosenberg. Is that right?
That is correct. BJO.
BJ, not DJ. Sorry, I was making you a little bit too street there. at BJ O. Rosenberg. Now, for those of you who've been familiar with the podcast, you'd have heard this guy basically take our brand,
yes,
if we can call it a brand, and I don't think it's too much of a stretch to do that.
James O'Corner can, we can.
He's and Jamal Idris too.
Oh, it's a global brand, I think it's more accurate.
Yes, and you've taken it, well, nationally, if nothing else, on some of your stock market reports.
I have.
You say that almost guiltily, almost as if you're ashamed of it.
Well, no, absolutely not. Total opposite. Very proud of it.
But, good.
It's an absolute badge of honour. And as is my colleague at Milram 361, but of course he's a follower.
Good.
But we've had a bit of fun over the years inserting bits of this and that in our commentary.
Ooh, I thought that was going a different way.
Fortunately not.
So if anyone who's not familiar with what we're talking about, I think it's on our Facebook page. We might even retweet some tweets of us of yours where you've appeared on telly and dropped some magic words. And by magic, I mean full credit to the boys. You follow footy, obviously. Who do you follow?
Love the footy. Been a Roosters fan all my life.
Oh, it's a shame. We're sorry, sorry, James. We're gonna we're gonna have to end it right there.
We'll
I'm afraid,
end it there.
Mate.
Thanks for your time. James, are you and you've gone for the Roosters your whole life?
Yep.
So that's a that's
what's worse, I'm in a mixed marriage because the current wife is actually a follower of the filthy vermin, so we get divorced a couple of times a year.
Right. Right. And with obviously with a lifelong following of the Roosters, that's quite a long time to be questioning your sexuality. So obviously the highlights were well, Sonny Bill Williams coming and then winning. But tell us what are your most early memories for of a Rooster as a Roosters fan?
Oh, 74, 75 out of the old sports ground, going out with your mates, and of course in those days it wasn't as sanitised. As soon as full time went, you
The showground wasn't as sanitised.
Tried to pat a player on the back or fight some other kid for a little tiny piece of the cardboard corner post. And just great days, and it's sad that it's so sanitised now. It's great when they let the kids on, but you know, 5 minute siren and make sure everyone's off and everyone's safe, and just let them go out to the kids.
Yeah. While we've got you on, we'll get to. But while we thought while you were here, we might play a bit of substitute. Are you up for it?
Oh, I'm up for anything.
And what about the game substitute? All right.
So what we do with this, James, and to listeners who haven't played it before, basically we get a topical sentence or you know sporting story from the week just past. We basically tell the story and then leave off a couple of words at the end and put blank there, and we have to fill it in. So our first one, and we're going to give you the kickoff, James. Our first one, the weekend's results. Dropping Sandow and replacing with Luke Kelly. So basically, Brad Arthur dropped Chris Sandow and replaced with Luke Kelly. We'll have Brad Arthur blank.
Kicking himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Fair enough. Former legend.
Enjoying happy hour at various locations around Parramatta.
I've got veiny in that big, huge vein that seems to pop up on the middle of every coach's head in the rugby league would just be bulging, and he wouldn't be sleeping this week.
However, as is the norm for first grade coaches not admitting they were wrong, he's gone again this week with the same selection.
Well, he's too proud. He'd stuck to it. And just for listeners who didn't know, Luke Kelly missed three crucial conversions. You check out Joel Kane's Twitter feed for exactly what he did wrong. Meanwhile, Chris Sandow, albeit in an inferior comp, kicked 8 from 8 in a 48-point win, 48-6 win or something like that, and kicked a 40-20 as well in like the first 5 minutes. So, yep, absolute.
And late mailman, the worst part of all of that was I had tipped the Warriors, and when I heard Badham I was out, I changed my tip to the Eels, so my in the office tipping comp's gone from 2 to 1.
Can I just get this right? You had your tip hedged on whether a winger was playing or not.
Well, I'm a lifelong Roosters fan.
Item two.
Had a team of wingers once.
Item two. On the weekend, Hodkinson had one run for 1 metre and then he got selected for Origin. Obviously, this shows blank. Over to you, James.
Selectors have backed Queensland.
I like it.
That's solid. I've got... on the weekend, Hodkinson had one run for 1 metre and then got selected for Origin. Obviously, this shows it was a very good fucking metre.
I've got... obviously, this shows pride, and that means that Laurie Daly and the New South Wales selectors are so proud that they cannot go back on their word that they would at least keep one of the incumbent halves from last year.
It's good to be a proud loser. But anyway, let's go.
Yeah. All right. It does beggar a bit of belief, but anyway, we'll keep on moving. Alex Johnston, the Kangaroo winger, but not selected for Origin, should blank. Over to you at BJ O. Rosenberg.
Oh, should leave Souths. Clearly, they don't want another Nathan Merritt.
Oh, jeez.
You know what?
They're fighting words.
You know what? They are fighting words, but I've kind of thought the same thing. Because an amazing finisher, Alex Johnston, an amazing finisher, Nathan Merritt, people are trying very hard to forget Nathan Merritt's one Origin game. I just think he's a Souths winger. He's kind of going to be painted with the same tar brush, right?
So what did you write? Alex Johnson, kangaroo winger, and not selected for Origin, should
not despair. Deep. Well, yeah, it is. I'm a deep guy. That's why I've put a lot of thought into this.
Not me.
So Will Hopwhite's on that right edge. I think he's on a hiding to nothing. Although he's had two great Origin games in the past, he is another one that was sort of maybe not informed. So perhaps Alex Johnson just bides his time, scores another 24 tries in the next couple of weeks, and I think selection will take care of himself if it comes to that.
Alex Johnson, kangaroo winger, but not selected for Origin, should watch the State of Origin in his green and gold tracksuit.
Nah, stick it right up him. I like it.
Okay, item four. The best thing about split rounds is you get time to blank. James?
Well, we've got the bye this weekend, so I'm going to take the time to introduce myself to my family.
Yeah,
very nice. I had the best thing about split rounds is you get time to blank. I wrote, watch Super Rugby. And then I've just written ha 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 after that because I couldn't write that seriously.
The best thing about split rounds is you get time to catch up on new porn.
Is that why you wrote blank? Because it rhymes with something else? Because that's the first thing I thought.
But I'm not shooting them.
Yeah. All okay. Right. Our final one. Both Sydney AFL teams are in equal second place. AFL in Sydney is now blank. James.
Well, I don't know what it is now, but I'll tell you what, it's still dull.
Oh, fighting words. He's come all guns blazing this week, hasn't he?
Wow. What about you?
Both Sydney AFL teams are in equal second. AFL in Sydney is now threatening. Okay. And I say that, and that might be getting a little ahead of myself. I say it could threaten.
You're going to love mine then.
Yeah, good. GWS Giants, put it this way, I'm going to keep it brief. GWS Giants, if they make the eight and actually kick on in the finals and, you know, capture everyone's imagination, if that is happening whilst Western Sydney Rugby League teams are not doing something similar, trouble.
Jeez, why don't you toss in a Brownlow while you're there? Both Sydney AFL teams are in equal second. AFL in Sydney is now something else we're better at than Melbourne.
Very good.
Yet another thing.
Now, the other reason we got you on is as because of all your wonderful promotion, which obviously will continue if you know it's good for you, is you wanted to know the Viv Richards story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And full discretion, I'll keep it under my lid. It won't become a bedtime story for the kids.
Well, it may, but anyway,
you're not gonna share it with the chook pen, are you?
No, on the other side.
Oh. You're up the pointy end, are you?
The borough.
No.
No. He's sitting with the diplomats, aren't you? Okay, so the Viv Richards story, James. Back in the 80s, the halcyon days of West Indies cricket, I'm talking the guys like Clive Lloyd, Gordon Greenidge, Viv Richards, of course, Malcolm Marshall, just Michael Holding. You think West Indian cricket, you think the pink one-day outfits they used to wear and the rip-snorting, you know, test cricketers that they produced. Anyway, they were touring Australia. And touring Australia in the 80s for them was just fantastic. It was like long, hot summer nights and they were playing cricket and they were beating the world. And
rock stars.
They were rock stars. That's exactly right. Anyway, they were in Sydney one night and a couple of them had a huge night out. Gordon Greenidge and Viv Richards just had a huge night out on the town. Anyway, they ended up meeting this young cadet journalist. He said, I like it, I want it, I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're afraid so. Yeah. Yeah. It seems.
Isn't that good news?
Well, I wonder what would think of that story.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think person in question is going to...
she won't hear it from our lips, let's put
no.
it that way.
So anyway, there you go. Was that some of the best 12 and a half minutes of your life, James?
Look, absolute highlight and full credit to the boys on the FCTTB podcast.
Very good. Very good. We'll leave it there.
If we can find some high-level, sharp end of the business world sponsor for full credit to the boys... BMW, Audi.
Yeah, I mean, we're not asking too much, like NASDAQ or, you know, I don't even know what a NASDAQ is.
Microsoft.
But, you know.
I think given your record in a car park, I think a BMW and Audi would be a perfect sponsor.
It really, really would.
Considering the sex pest van that late mailman drives.
You know what? We nearly had them until that line.
Edit that out.
James, thanks very much, mate. Keep up the good work.
Gentlemen. A lot of fun.
Thanks very much. So there you go. At BJO Rosenberg. How much fun. Good.
Yes. I'll tell you, we go and have a stiff scotch right about now.
Maybe, something.
Probably some Quaaludes.
Maybe a scotch. Overs or unders time. This is where we throw out a pretty radical market and we say over or under the amount that we designate for something cool and funny and happening in sporting at the moment. So in sporting. There you go. In sporting on the internets.
Again, lost me.
How many weeks suspension will David Clemmer get after Origin 1? Over or under 6 weeks?
Oh, it's got to be over. All right, he will dead set rub the dink rubber in the head, go out and just go cocoa bananas.
You know, a couple of things about David Clemmer's selection. One, he's got a beard that makes him look less intimidating. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
I agree.
Get rid of it, Clem dog. You just look like a try-hard Amish person. Yeah, and Amish people are not... intimidating.
It's kind of like Wolverine, but the cuter puppy version.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Get rid of it, Clemmer. If any of you people listening right now know David Clemmer, tell him to get rid of it. Or if he's on Twitter, let us know and I will tell him myself. You know what it also reminds me of? Mark Geyer, 1991, State of Origin. Yeah. Was given the grant. He was simply there as a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
He was there to get under people's skins verbally, mentally, and really friggin' physically.
Well,
and he did all three of them. And you know what? He got 6 weeks after that. He got 6 weeks after game 2, 1991.
The great Shrek O'Mealy, I go back to the dink rub.
Oh, God.
He knew he was on when he rubbed the dink rub into his scalp.
Yeah.
He knew he was up.
Yeah, that's... He was a specimen, that one, wasn't he?
Still, I think he's still going around the Central Coast anyway.
He must have about 20 kids by now.
Item 2, the Rimmer. Your mate. Arnold yeah. Rimmer. He asks... How many weeks?
Arnold Rimmer 1, I think you'll find.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he.
He's not the original Rimmer.
No. Bargain basement Rimmer.
The Rimmer asks, how many weeks does Tuvi have left? Under or over 3 weeks?
I may be wrong here because it's actually got at Arnold Rimmer at the end of it. Maybe I thought it was someone else.
No, you might be right. Clive might have pulled one out of his ass there. I don't know.
I reckon over. Massive overs.
So do I.
Yeah, like... Huge overs.
Yeah, to there's, the semis.
You know,
then all over.
You know exactly why I say this?
He'll get to Mad Monday.
Is because there's other stuff happening in rugby league now, and so that whole media pressure thing...
The heat's off.
...is off. And I say the media pressure, not on Tuvi, the media pressure on Manly to sack him because of media pressure. True. That's the ridiculousness of the whole thing.
That's true.
It's, yeah, it's obscene. Into that.
Yeah.
Mick Potter, he was...
I don't want to talk about that either. That,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Number 3, crowd number at State of Origin Game 1, over or under 70,000. That's an interesting one. Capacity's around 83,000, 84,000these days. Tickets are now two for $100. I've had 3 text messages from the NRL.
Have
and
you?
I'm like, dude, I don't pay for tickets if I go to the footy. So I don't care if you got 2 for $100.
I'm holding out until there's 100 for $2, which I think will be around the corner.
Yeah, over or under 70,000.
Under.
Really?
Yep.
I think overs.
Yep.
And the reason I say overs is because I reckon if they're not overs, it will be reported as overs.
The Roosters will count the credit for
it. I was going to say Titans, but yes, same one and the same. Rabbitohs will win how many of the next 6 games without Adam Reynolds? Didn't we do this market just recently? Something similar? We said 5, didn't we?
He was supposed
to be out for 5 games. I think we both got it wrong.
But
because
is the 6 weeks he's out, is that what Dr. Madge McGuire has said? Because he over budgets on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out. Wasn't Reynolds out for 5 months after James Graham?
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of judiciary pressure at that point in time. Rabbitohs will win how many of the next 6 games without Adam Reynolds? Over or under 3?
I say under.
They haven't won a game without him since 2012.
Yeah.
Is that legitimate?
Yeah.
That's a huge stat.
Yeah.
Well done, Clive.
Yeah.
For once. Finally.
Why is he wearing a dress?
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing standing on one leg. You're not that English umpire.
Anyway. He's getting weirder, that guy.
I haven't won a game without him since 2012.
Mm.
That's an undeniable stat.
Mm.
That's a stat bomb.
And I say under.
Under three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm two.
They'll get two. They'll get two.
What do they got? Inglis is in Origin. Is he the only one?
Yeah. Alex Johnson will be crying.
Yeah. Inglis, I think, is
playing. McQueen?
I think, no, he didn't make it. I think Inglis is playing injured as it is.
Mm.
So after Origin, that's not going to help matters. Mm. I'm going to stick with unders too.
Okay. And item five, the number of players to make headlines for off-field discretions during the split rounds.
Ooh.
So the next 6 weeks.
Over or under three? Over.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to go for a bold over.
I'm going to say two. They're going to be good.
Yeah, two doozies.
Two doozies.
Speaking of off-field discretion.
Maybe a bank job and, I don't know.
I would just love to see one of those huge brain explosions. No one getting hurt. No one getting hurt physically or emotionally or mentally. But
someone run up the Harbour Bridge nude or something.
Speaking
like
of off-field discretions, I've got a doozy in my tweets of the week shortly. But
okay, before we go on.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned today on Twitter that you had something for the listeners.
Ooh.
You're going to hark back to your game plan roots.
Yeah, the game plan, 8:30 Thursday nights on Channel 10.
Don't cry sometimes when you say that. Why are you crying?
It was on 1HD for the first year, then Channel 10, then it got relegated back to 1 again, and then it got relegated to the bench and has never come back.
Is anyone there? Is anyone still listening to this podcast?
Sorry, it was old wounds. Still yet to heal.
Okay, so...
You know, I'd never thought I'd say this, but I actually miss Joel Cain.
Hmm. Why don't we get him on?
We ought to. We really ought to. You know what? Let's get him on right now.
Okay.
Let's give him a call right now.
This is against the script, I'd believe, Clive. Well, so is wearing a dress, now that I think of it. Probably on air on some TV show. iPhone rule at its best here.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you. I was just about to delete his name. You can't believe it. Hello, stranger.
You're about to delete my name?
Well, mate, you told me about 3 months ago I'll call you in 5 minutes.
I was just telling our podcast listeners how much I never thought I would say that, but I actually miss you and your lateness.
Late. Righto, Captain Punctual.
He's returned fire.
Where have you been all my life?
Well, I was just lamenting the fact that our television show got canned a couple of years ago, and that's what led me to think, you know what, I ought to give him a call.
Yeah, very sad. Very sad that was. How you been anyway in all your lateness?
I'm going all right, and I've got former legend with me. I think you've seen him around on Twitter, Joel. He's right here.
Great man. Yeah, I'm an astute. I don't follow you anymore, but I follow former.legend for sure.
Is it because he's a Tigers alumni as well?
Absolutely.
Joel, explain to the viewers.
We're on television again, are we?
Is this on a podcast?
Yeah. Yes. Listen, I'm very fresh here. I'm very fresh. Explain to our listeners, where did Luke... What's his name?
Luke Kelly.
That's him. God, that, professional. Where did Luke Kelly go wrong?
Well, boys, there's a couple of areas.
Yes.
Now, people could jump onto the fact and say, look, what's this bloke talking about? He kicked it about 72%. Yes, that is true.
Leather wet balls.
My legs are about the size of a pop plant. So, you know, that's not a bad outcome, right? But I can tell you pretty well where he's come from. There's two areas, boys. Firstly, run up too short. So you would have noticed for all three kicks, they're identical. He moves in about halfway through his run up. He's really tightening up because he's got to find some room to get this leg through, stabs the kick, misses.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is you will notice that most of the better kickers are more square to the ball. He was too narrow, therefore more room for error. So what he does, he goes four steps back and then goes three to the left. Now that's an error in itself because by going back the old way then across, you're spending seven steps. If he just goes back on the 45 diagonal degrees on a 4 or 5 step march, he's going to find his mark more often than not. Less steps, less room for error. So he needs to do that, and that should pretty much go a long way to sorting him out, I'd say.
Have you ever thought about trying to take a bit of Darryl Halligan's business, Jolly?
Mate, not really, no. I mean, it's not my business, late man.
I find it sad you never mentioned once about the sand not being wet enough. And like back in the day, we used to wet the sand with the water out of the water bottle before these kicking tees come along.
Mate, what about when you're a young kid, you'd find a park and you just had to just find some dirt or sand around the joint. You'd have one football and you'd kick it over the post and you'd run back and do it all again. And
you know what? I did that one afternoon, but it was a very dry day and there wasn't much dirt around. I found what I thought was a big clump of dirty grass. Turned out I was kicking off a dog shit.
And the sawdust at North Sydney Oval, that was always a battle.
Yeah, Joel, tell us, how many television shows / radio shows are you on right now?
Mate, I've got four young children, former legend. I'm just doing my best, mate. I'm just running on this treadmill of life, trying to provide.
Is that treadmill of life running right next to the treadmill of life of Jimmy Smith and you guys are in competition with one another?
No, mate. I do my work for Sportsbet and I call a game a week for Fox and that's all she wrote. That's me in a nutshell.
And you're doing real well on the Fox Sports at the moment, Shug, I should say.
Jimmy Smith, he's on Fox, he's on Triple M, he's on 2KY.
He is.
I drive home from the football, the blinker puts itself on, turns me to McDonald's. He's serving me there at McDonald's. Wifey calls me up to grab some nappies on the way home. He's there at Coles doing the checkout for me. And then when I get back to the car, he's offering to put petrol in the car. He is just everywhere, Jimmy.
I'll even go one further. Three nights ago, had a massive night. He was the cabbie.
Yeah, he would have been the cabbie for sure. He's the only person who can be a cabbie and do a runner on the cabbie at the same time.
Hey, Sugar, the reason we actually called you tonight was I was getting a little bit nostalgic, but I've brought a little bit of late mail to the table for the podcast tonight. And
bring it on.
And I thought, you know, you used to be the facilitator. You used to be there when I would deliver. So
is that jail talk, facilitator?
That's, we'll just leave that there. Now, listen, Sugar, so what I'm hearing, and I tweeted it this afternoon, is that there could be another high-profile South Sydney player on the move, leaving the borough. Could even happen before June 30.
Right.
And
are you prepared to name names?
Yeah, you know what? I will. He's a guy who, let's say, former State of Origin player, missed out on selection this year. Do you know where I'm going? Chris McQueen.
Yes.
Chris McQueen could be headed to the Titans. What do you think about that?
Well, I think this is the win competition, boys, is that with the salary cap, everyone's, because they're a premiership winner, all of a sudden their worth goes up. And the worth goes up 20%, whilst as a player they may increase 5%. And clubs are stuck with players who are on the, but they want to get that extra money that they feel like they deserve. So this is what you run into. It's probably no great surprise.
Joel, what about this? But could they be clearing the decks for a return of a bloke with uneven front teeth? Yeah.
Possibly. But you know what, boys? You know what? Everyone's talking about Sam Burgess. I will say this. Their season was done and dusted until NTO came back.
Yes.
He's a massive loss, fellas. Everyone talks about Sam, but even with Sam last year, I don't believe they win the comp without Ben Teo.
Mm. That's a big call, Joel, but it's a credible one. What about Queensland then? How much are they going to miss Ben Teo?
Same thing. But my concern for the Blues, the whole series last year, do you know how many tries we scored, boys?
Three.
Four tries.
Four.
To win a series, two with Jared Hayne.
Mm. Yeah.
But what's more damning is that when Cooper Cronk was on the field, which was the first half or thereabouts for Queensland in the first game,
yeah,
and the whole game in game three, Queensland outscored us 7-1.
That's not good, no matter how we look at that. Unless we can break his arm somehow, Joel.
Hey, boys, forward, can I throw out what my back line would have been? And I'm not a selected backside, but can I run it by you?
Can I just run my six by you, Joel, so you can tell me I'm mad like everyone else has told me?
Go for it.
Jamie Soward.
Lock him up. No, look, you know what? He's just, I don't think he's got the footy yet.
Yeah.
At the moment, he's only had two games back.
A couple of runs short.
This is my, and everyone's entitled to opinion, so I'm going to give mine. But
go on, 1-7.
He's played 49 first grade games as kid, Matt Moylan.
Yep.
I reckon he's been a match winner 8 to 10 times, and I don't know that we could name a player in more recent times in their first 50 games who have won matches that many times.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's got to be the fullback.
I agree.
Got to be there based on those stats about the tries.
Mm.
If he's going to play fullback, he's a bit lighter frame. So I think you need Dugan and Tupu, big bull-looking blokes who can get you out of trouble. Both can score a try as well.
Yes.
Centres, Jennings has got to be there, of course. Jack Whiten, he'd be more than capable in the centres.
He
started City Country before. And in the halves, I think it's just got to be Pearce and Maloney.
Yeah. Sugar,
But I'd be, as a Blues supporter, I'd be very happy to be proven wrong.
Oh, we all would. Don't you think, but the one thing I will disagree with you there, I think Morris has always done a job on Inglis. So I think you got to name him just to negate him.
You reckon he's done a job on Inglis?
He stopped him, mate.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think if we looked at the Josh Morris highlights reel at State of Origin versus Greg Inglis, I know who's turning up more in the highlights reel.
Yeah, Darius Boyd.
Well, Darius. Well, that's right, but who's the ball coming off?
Exactly.
All very fair points, and we spent a bit of time talking about Moylan tonight, saying that he would be desperately unlucky. Hopewadi's the one that we sort of scratched our heads at.
I'm probably with you boys there too, and I love Will as a player, but he was playing better footy last time when he got picked.
Without a doubt.
Again, happy to be proven wrong. I love Will Hopewadi. He's a player and a bloke, so I'd love for him to jam it right up us.
Sugar, I'd like to say it's been a pleasure, but you took your fair time answering the phone, so I'm going to say thanks.
I only answered because you changed your number.
Tricks of the trade. Listen, yeah. thanks for your time, Sugar. We'll have you on later in the year, but for now I'm going to leave you with this one, all right? Same time next time, don't be late.
And before you go?
Yes. That mongrel.
That's a good get.
The tables are turned. Twitter challenge time here, and full credit to the boys. This is where we give ourselves, or give each other, I should say, a challenge on Twitter, hence the name.
Yes.
I gave former legend Sally Fitzgibbons.
And I gave you Shane Warne.
And what we need to do is get a reply and a follow from each of those.
Mm.
So, how'd you go this week with Sally Fitzgibbons?
Standard.
Yes.
I wrote, "Hi at Sally Fitz, to get in the spirit of State of Origin, are you going to nominate a Queenslander you will eye gouge out in the surf?" And again, lots of interest, but nothing from her media follower, her media manager.
Yes, yeah, aka her on her Twitter handle.
Mm. What about you? How did you go?
This week, couple on Warnie.
You seem like you've sparked up in the last few weeks, so.
Well, I didn't think this one was much of a winner today, but I got a little bit of feedback on it. So I wrote, "Serious question at Shane Warne. Why, when I routinely Google your name, does this pic come up? # spin queen, # spinster."
Why do you
look at that photo?
I know. I thought it was Carrot Top upside down.
I just thought it was a lady who might maybe look like Shane Warne. I'm pretty sure that's Shane Warne.
Hoodie. You reckon? Oh, jeez, I tell you what. Now you say that.
Why has she got a cricket ball in her hand? If you want to see this photo, by the way, you can go through my my Twitter feed from today. I did it, I don't know, some stage.
Let me ask you.
The 20th of May.
Let me question your tactics here. What were you hoping Shane Warne's reaction to that photo would be? You've basically put him on the drag queen.
Yeah. I meant spin queen as in meaning like spin king, but spin queen.
Doesn't work, mate, does it?
No. Well, I didn't hear back from him.
Whoa, really? No, and you don't say.
You know, I got a retweet from our Yvonne.
Did she?
Yeah, she loved it.
Oh.
She bloody loved it.
She's trying to help. She's jumped on your side.
And I also heard from our mate who we're going to mention shortly at Trav Marsh 8. Tristram, I think his name is.
Marshy, I'm going to call him.
He came back to me and said, maybe just a thought, do something with your profile picture. Change it to something that it maybe might, you know, capture his imagination a little bit.
Like a blonde with big tits.
Well, someone did suggest Jenna Jameson.
Right. What about that? Anyway, that's another
whole other story. Yeah. I changed my profile picture to a can of baked beans.
Not the worst idea.
Then I tweeted him again and said, P.S. at Shane Warne, what do you think of my new profile picture? Again, great memories of on tour, eh?
Feel like you're taking the piss out of him.
Oh, but you've asked me over time, did you take the piss?
When are we going to swap for a week?
Oh, yeah, soon. I just keep forgetting.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, just dismal fail again this week. Weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we've seen some good stuff out on Twitter and we've thought that's worth a mention.
Mm.
We split them into two categories, amateur and celebrity, one from each. What do you got?
I got one from a guy at JamesSmith1001.
Yes.
There must be quite a lot of James Smiths on Twitter, obviously.
Other ones, yeah.
Who actually has tweeted a couple of beauties this week, but I thought this was the pick of him. During the Bulldogs game, Bulldogs Roosters, Greg Eastwood put a kick up, as you do. And he wrote, Greg Eastwood kicking is a fair sign your halves are struggling in the organisational department.
You know what I like about that? I've got a footy card of Glenn Lazarus from about 1991. They've got one chance to get to encapsulate this player.
Yeah.
You know, immortalise them on this card for all and forever on. Glenn Lazarus is kicking in general play. Like
that's weird.
He looks like the world's biggest, fattest halfback.
Say what you really wanted. Weird. Did you hear about Chockey Watmow's kicking stat from Origin?
No.
He said one kick in his whole career. It was in Origin. One kick, one try assist.
I think I remember that.
And he's put it away since then. He said never again.
Yeah. You know what? Facebook suggested that I'd be friends with Ant Watmow the other day. I said, no, thanks, Facebook.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
My amateur this week, a fellow called Corey Davis, at Corey Davis 03, this whole Michael Gordon debacle going on at Cronulla.
I think I know the one you're going
to
say.
He tweeted, silly Michael Gordon. Didn't you know that all you need to do to get out of a Sharks contract is piss in your own mouth?
That guy, hashtag one Twitter for the week.
Cronulla, hashtag NRL.
Well just done. That is gold.
Good on you, Cozza. That's what I call him. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't know it.
Usually I reserve my celebrity tweet for something a little bit controversial or even a little bit funny. But this week it's a serious tweet.
Yep.
And it's from at THAMONSTAR or the monster, Jesse Williams.
Yep.
Did you hear about Jesse Williams' plight this week?
No.
Jesse's been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
Kidney cancer, which is very rare.
Wow.
And he tweeted as his first tweet, I ask not for a lighter burden, but for broader shoulders.
Good on ya.
Yeah. So Jesse Williams, obviously a massive full credit to the Boys fan. We send out our love and we hope everything travels along all right, mate.
Well,
that's put a damper on it, hasn't it?
A little bit, but I haven't gone too much the other way with my celebrity tweet this week. Fire up on FBI, our old faithful. New South Wales halves need to be picked on form, experience, ability to get job done. I can't go past Andrew Johns and Brad Fittler. And I read that today and I thought that's worth including because it made me think and I stopped and sort of just...
How would they go?
I got lost in a little bit of a daydream and I was like... You can't tell me that there'd be two people with better brains out there on the football field than those two. Maybe Cameron Smith.
Mm.
Maybe Jonathan Thurston.
Mm.
I just wonder. Yeah, they'd be slow as a wet week.
Mm.
But they could organise. They could, as long as they could just keep up with play.
And you laughed at my Jamie Soward selection.
No, I didn't. I actually thought it was all right. But they're no Andrew Johns and Brad Fittler, are they? Sure. Boy sack, mail and feedback time. My voice has only got about 5 minutes left in it, so we better wrap this up pretty quick, I think.
Okay, really quickly, from one of our regulars at Yes I Am Sancho, who quickly wrote, just listen to the podcast and it was quality.
Genius.
Thank you very much.
Go on, yes, Sancho.
And another one from your mate Trav.
Yeah, Tristram.
Tristram. Troy. Tony Marsh.
Trimmingham.
Who wrote, I just got smashed about my tweet by late mailman, then former legend, bags my name.
Yes.
for one, that's mum's fault, and two, you have both gone up a notch in my book. I thought it was hilarious. Probably your best podcast yet.
I love that. Yeah. That's one of our type. That is at Trav Marsh 8. He can laugh at himself.
He's a good champion.
Good on you. He can laugh with us at himself.
Now the bad news.
Okay.
We're just going back through and zero. I say again, zero iTunes reviews.
Don't strike. Don't even think about it. Don't worry about it.
Let's talk to the union guys.
They will come. If you tell them how to leave a review, they will leave it.
Go onto iTunes, click on our podcast.
Click on the review.
Click on reviews. Click five stars. That is the only answer. Five stars. Then if you want to bag us after that, feel free to write something.
Hey, just before we go this week, a couple of the sublime mentions. Well, they're a bit of paraphrasing, to be honest. But a couple of full credit to the boys, or full credits, or credit to the boys and all that sort of stuff during post-match presses on the weekend.
Yes, okay.
First one, at Juice Clark alerted me to this off the back of a William Hill tweet, but I'd actually just seen it myself. Right. Half time, Matt Moylan. And then full time, Matt Moylan. Have a listen. Massive sandwich back to back. Here we go.
We weren't really switched on at the start then. We cost us two early tries there, but credit to the boys. We turned it around there late in the second half, and we've got to build off the back of that. We probably didn't get off to the start we wanted to, and credit to our bench. They were massive for us. They come on and turned it around for us. And
so there you gave credit to the bench and credit to the boys, but still.
That'll do us.
That's some credit. That's a hell of a lot of credit.
That's well more on. Than the iTunes reviews we've been getting. So
absolutely. And then this one from DJ Sock Drawers.
Right.
He tweeted us today with this one. From Tom Rockliffe from the Brisbane Lions after their big win over Port.
They probably jumped us a little bit early, but a credit to the boys how hard we worked and got the game on our terms, and knew we had to win the contested footy. So credit to the boys how hard we cracked in and ended up getting on top in that area. And then
that was two mentions in the space of 27 seconds.
Mm.
Two mentions.
What an absolute champion.
I just wonder whether he's taking the piss.
Do you reckon?
Sometimes I reckon we're maybe being taken for a ride.
Okay.
How many times can you get the cliches into it?
Yes.
I don't know.
All right. And just before we go, thanks to Dan Ganane for giving me a shout out on the verdict the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Gordy explained to Gordy who I was.
Yes. Which was, your sound alike.
Which was humorous in itself. So
didn't Hot for Legend say that you sounded like Gordon Tallis the other
You know
day?
What? I've got a feeling I know who Hot for Legend is, and I'm hot for them as well.
Wow. There we go. You can tweet us at any time at @FCTTB_podcast. My Twitter handle is @LateMailman. That guy over there is @Former_Legend.
Thanks to our guests, BJO Rosenberg and @Joel Kane.
Yeah, Joel Kane was a bit of a one out of the box, wasn't he? Yeah. Spontaneous iPhone roulette.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
It's been a pleasure.